Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build 4 Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good summer Friday, an official feel-good summer Friday. The summer solstice today. It is officially summer. It feels like it. We're going to have a heat wave and a beautiful weekend. Unfortunately, we don't have two baseball teams to talk about that were winners yesterday and last night. We just have one as the Yankees score 7 runs. It was nice to see. They beat the Angels. They don't get swept by them at home. But the Mets, they get swept down in Atlanta. A story we know all too well over the years. And Braves manager Brian Snitker saying, "We feel like our old selves again after the game," made me ill, because there's a portion of the fan base that I'm not quite there yet that's feeling like their old selves again, as the Mets, of course, always going down to Atlanta and losing. And now you got a Philly series that starts off with Zach Wheeler pitching for Philadelphia, as we are now in a dead heat race in the NL East when we shouldn't be after losing 6 in a row. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Doing well. And by the way, you know, I would just say that, you know, if the Mets bring the best out in the Braves, the Phillies seem to bring the best out in the Mets.
True.
So we'll see what happens this weekend with this group. You know, I am kind of happy I took the Yankees in the over yesterday.
Well, what over did you take, though?
9.5.
You took 9.5?
Yeah.
See, I saw 10.5. So
no,
I was going to
no,
say.
No. I had 9.5.
Good for you. Good for you. You got 9.5.
I had
9.5,
and they obviously won 7-3. And
good job.
And it was a key that they got a couple runs late in this game. And quite frankly, I just felt sooner or later they were going to have to explode. And yesterday was that day. I wouldn't say they exploded, but I would just say that they
compared to what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's why I thought yesterday was the day to take them and take the over. So that's what I did, and I'm very happy about that. But I'm very annoyed about the Mets because it's injuries, it's lackadaisical baseball. Nobody's competing in the batter's box. And it really looks bad, especially when you play a team like the Atlanta Braves, who played like crap up until this particular series. And, you know, this is who they're measuring themselves against, is the Mets. And when you come away from games like this and you see how they played and you feel dismayed. I mean, I really do. I mean, they've gotten swept twice now.
Well, yeah, and also going into a Phillies series where they've got, you know, with the injuries now, the rotation, and having to call somebody up to face Zach Wheeler, and then 6 in a row. Yeah, it is frustrating. And the injuries on top of it to the pitching staff. Now you got Max Kranich having to go on the DL, so now you have another hole in the bullpen. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely...
I thought we had too many pitchers.
Yeah, well, that's, as you said, and hit it on the nail, these things tend to come in bunches and tend to figure themselves out. So, you know, the guys that we're going to see come up here, one of which is going to be Frankie Montas at some point, who's got like 106 ERA in 6 rehab starts. So, I mean, there is a little bit of reason for concern, but I learned a lot last year about the Mets. And especially this group, because the core is the same, the manager is the same, is that you can't count them out and you can't freak out too much, because they were capable of things last year and I still think they're capable of this year. But it's just the Braves and down in Atlanta. And I just don't want this to be a reference point for both franchises in 2025, where we say, you know, it all turned in its series in Atlanta. Yeah, they got swept by the Rays, but then they had the Braves and the Phillies back-to-back. They got swept by the Braves. Then all of a sudden, that losing streak happened. And then I don't want to hear when the Atlanta Braves somehow miraculously get a wild card spot or come back and win the division again. They say, you know, really where things turned was that June series at home when we swept the Mets, and everything after that really fell into place. That's the thing I don't want to think about. I'm not ready at this point to declare this the disaster that
it could turn out to be, but I need to see them play well against Philadelphia this weekend to restore some faith, and I need to see some of these guys that we're counting on to step up in replacement of pitchers that are now on the IL to perform. Those are the biggest things.
You're going to have three against Philly, then you're going to have four at home against Atlanta, so you can get right again at home where you've played relatively well until Tampa Bay came in, and you know, and try to take some of those losses back from Atlanta next week. And then, of course, you got Pittsburgh and then Milwaukee after that. So, they are right now in the throes of the middle of the baseball season. We're past one-third of the season. They have played relatively well. They've played 75 games. They're 15 games over 500. So, but the problem is, of their 30 losses, six have come, you know, right in the last week.
Well, yeah.
And they have basically forgot how to hit. I mean, Francisco Lindor looks lost. Pete Alonso looks lost. Juan Soto looks lost, both on the base paths and in the batter's box. These are the guys supposed to be carrying the team, and they're all going through it at the same time. I could say the same thing about the Yankees, too.
They're all going through it at
the same time. Everybody is like down. You know, like everybody is off. Guys are just missing, or they're, you know, hitting comebackers or dribbling balls to third base when the bases are loaded and they're getting a double play. I mean, like, that kind of crap has been going on now for the last week.
Yeah, and it feels less of an issue with the Yankees having finally scored some runs and winning a game. But, you know, the Angels are not a good baseball team, and they went through a stretch where their offense was absolutely horrendous. So yeah, but I mean, this is now, but the problem is you got Blake Tidwell, who is a young guy with some promise that came up and got smacked around when he was called upon earlier on the season. Then you got Griffin Canning, who's had a couple of starts where he is
pitching lab.
Right, is turning
Come
back.
Come on, where's the pitching lab? Let's go.
And then you got, of course, in the third game, you got David Peterson, who's been the most consistent now outside of Senga, who is now hurt. So it's just when you're on a six-game losing streak, and you're going in to face the other best team in the division on the road, you don't want to be chucking Blake Tidwell and a kind of broken Griffin Canning at him in games one and two.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather be going through this now than August and September. That's the only thing that's part of the silver lining here is that get it out of the way now and do exactly what they did last year. You know, they took off in the second half. Do you remember the watershed moment where they got it going last year?
Well, I mean, there were so many of the goofy ones.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there was the Grimace date, which we just passed, by the way, where they haven't won a game since the Grimace anniversary, by the way. So there was the Grimace date. I mean,
Mets.
Yeah, you had the Gay Mets. That's June was a big month for...
Well, it's a big month right now.
Yeah, but for the turnaround, I'm saying in 2024. Oh, okay. June was a big month for the turnaround in 2024. The watershed moment, I mean, it's really hard to say.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I mean, Iglesias got here, sure. I mean, there was a ton of them. It was a million of them. I mean, did they start winning after Hawk Tua, too? Yeah, that.
Yeah, that whole thing going on as well. I mean, so you're saying you don't want it to be a watershed moment for the Braves.
Oh, my God.
Right. You don't want it to be a watershed moment for the Braves.
Yeah, and I like to say
reference point
because when people go back and, like, you could see, like, the Braves spraying the champagne, you know, they get into the playoffs and go, man, you know, we were really struggling. We thought we were going to have to trade some guys at the deadline. But, you know, the Mets came into town in June and we swept them. And that was really the thing that made us get our confidence and to turn this thing around. And here we go. Woo! Like, I could see that.
I like the reference point better than the watershed.
Yeah, watershed moment is like a real, like something, you know, super happened. A big deal happened. You know, and this is just like
say if Juan Soto hit a walk-off grand slam against the Phillies tonight.
Yeah, or the Yankees.
Could that be a watershed moment?
Yeah, or the Yankees in a Subway Series game that's coming up on July 4th weekend. That would be, you know what, there it is. I got you. Friday, July 4th, Juan Soto walk-off grand slam at home against the Yankees.
Watershed moment.
That would be a watershed
moment.
All right,
I'm never really sure about these watershed moments and when they happen.
Hawk Tua!
Yeah, that was wild, man. You know, and her 15 minutes went away. She was really actually building a bit of a social media career out of that moment, and had a podcast that was successful, but then they rug pulled a crypto coin, and then that was it. She was done.
Yeah, well, she had her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, but she could have had more, actually. She was on pace to have more, but they did the old rug pull on a meme coin,
whatever,
which is
happened
a very
to the,
2025 phrase.
Whatever happened to the good-looking woman that was on the airplane that went nuts?
Oh, Tiffany Gomez. She's still out there.
Oh, she is
still
out there.
She's like kind of associated with, I follow her on X. Big fan of hers. She's awesome. And she has some, like, she's associated a little bit with Barstool, with some of the Barstool guys, but she's got some website that isn't OnlyFans, but some, like, subscription thing where she, like, tries to bait you to go and pay for her thoughts on stuff. But
her thoughts on stuff?
Who the hell? I don't know.
I mean, you want her thoughts on stuff? You're not thinking about her thoughts on stuff.
I don't know. Maybe she delivers her thoughts in
negligee or something.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's some sort of website or something that she... I don't know. We should probably have her on. We should get her on. Talk to her about it. She's our type of gal.
She is?
She did lose her mind on that plane, but she seems like she's fun, that Tiffany Gomez.
She lost her mind on the plane. Yeah, I remember that, and I was just trying to think whatever happened to her.
She's out there. It's called passes. That's what passes is the thing that she does. So, but she's got, she's up there. She's got
maybe bring her in and throw out the first pitch at Citi Field.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they need a little something. Like, you saw the Yankees yesterday had their lineup card lined up crooked on the wall.
Yeah, did a little something different there. You know.
Yeah, I mean, that's just baseball kind of superstition.
Do they still do the slump busters?
I would think some of these guys do. They have to.
And you know what I'm talking about with that? You don't know. The slump buster?
Like, go out and get hammered one night?
No.
What?
Chubby Chaser.
Yeah, there you go. Eddie knows.
Oh, okay.
Like, one of the single guys beds someone who is extremely unattractive. Mark Grace told us about this. Not me. I didn't make this up. Mark Grace many years ago said you get the slump buster.
Mark Grace doesn't seem like the guy that would be talking about that to us.
He did, right, Al? You were nodding, right?
I believe he's pretty religious, isn't he?
No, I don't believe so.
No? I thought he was.
He told that story for many years on Jim Rome's show.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Slump buster.
Chubby Chaser.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, look. Who would have to take it on the chin? Would it have to be a rookie or?
All right, here we go. I can't. Can I read this?
I think the Mets need a slump buster. Who would you pick?
Hold on. Wait, I don't want to. All right. A slump buster is when you have to take one for the team. It's finding the biggest, nastiest, fattest broad.
Oh.
You put the wood to it. Just break out of your slump. He said it's also known as jumping on a grenade for the team. This is his quote. Okay, all right, I'm not saying it.
All right. So somebody on the team is going to jump on a grenade.
Yeah.
All right, so.
It's one of the single guys, obviously. We don't want to ruin anybody.
No, I know that, but I'm just trying to.
One of the young single guys is going to have to take one for the team.
All right, who are the single Mets?
I mean, Vientos is hurt. Beatty's hurt.
I mean, they're all hurt right now.
Yeah. I know Alonso's married. Lindor's married. McNeil's married. Soto's married. Luis Angel Acuna. Maybe we send him out there.
Yeah, there
Young
you go.
Guy. I don't know. I don't think he's married. I don't think Grok's going to tell you the single Met players. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see. Who's not married?
Based on the information, it's not possible to definitively state which current New York Met players are single in 2025. Paul Blackburn?
It says there are no indication. These are the guys, there's no indication that they're married.
Okay, so these are no indications.
But these are all pitchers. Every one of those is a pitcher. So I'm not so sure. It's got to be an everyday player.
Okay.
So I would say, I think Beatty, Vientos. I know they're both hurt, but maybe they could. I mean, Beatty didn't go on the IL, but Vientos did. So Beatty's a possibility. Luis Angel Acuna is a possibility. Who else am I missing there? What about Tyrone Taylor? He's actually hitting, though, a little bit.
Yeah, but still, the whole team needs a jump start. So,
when you have to take one for the team, the slump buster.
So, I remember, obviously, Mark Grace and the Cubs.
The Diamondbacks, too. I think he said it when he was on the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I remember those Cubs teams. They were pretty close, right? Weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they were, yeah. I mean, he was a really good player for a long time.
I mean, I know they're not in San Antonio, according to Charles Barkley, so that's not going to work. They're in Philly, however.
Yeah. You know, the Yankees might have had a slump buster previous. You know, they might have had one yesterday. Maybe one of their guys took one for the team. You never know. There was a very famous slump buster story when I first started here. Blew my mind. I was a young kid, was an intern. Someone told me about the slump buster story. I've never forgotten about it. And I can't possibly utter it on the air. I could never.
What team was it?
It was with the Yankees.
It was the Yankees. Oh.
Yeah. It was with the Yankees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Intrigue.
It was an unbelievable.
But it was confirmed slump buster.
I mean, as far as I know, I heard it was multiple sources came to me with the same slump busting story.
Slump busting. I mean, sometimes, you know, drastic times equal drastic measures.
Yeah. Eddie's on top of it.
Yes. Yeah. He knows who it is.
Right in the ear. Nailed it.
Yeah. So there was confirmation. So now the question is,
mm-hmm.
is there... I mean, who would we call in the Mets to say, hey, look, man, let's get this going?
I don't think Ethan would be the guy who's been there for a very long time. He's such a nice man. And he's you know, above things like this, Ethan. I mean, imagine if we called Jay Horowitz when he was still working there and asked him if he could find
slump. Well, I'll tell you one thing. That 86 team had slump busters on it. There's no question. Absolutely no question. I know that.
They actually never had a slump.
Yeah, that is true.
Well,
yeah.
They did have a 2-game losing streak. I guarantee you somebody in that team was slump busting.
They probably went 0-for-4 just to have a slump buster. You know? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I struck out 4 times. I got to go out and bust this slump with what's-her-face. Yeah. Unbelievable. That's what maybe they need. You know? And no disrespect to anybody out there, but this is what Mark Grace said baseball teams do. Right. I didn't come up with it.
I didn't come up with it. I had never heard of it before.
Yeah. I, that's why when I looked at you, I said, I wonder if they still do slump busting. And you looked at me like, huh?
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never did anything like that in the football team.
But, yeah.
It's
not,
a little bit
not
different.
To, not to bust out of a slump, you didn't.
No, right. I mean, but it's a little bit different. They play 162 games. We only played 16.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way back in 2003. It's when Mark Grace graced us with slump busting.
Well, I mean, it's only 22 years ago. I'm sure the slump busting's still going on this day.
A lot of stuff has changed 22 years, you know?
Not slump busting.
Well, if it's still out there.
You got to remember, a lot of these guys, young guys, are, you know, look, they're under 25 years old. They're single.
Yeah.
They're out there doing their thing. They're having fun. They're baseball players. They got money. They got access. They got tickets to games. I mean, look, I can see it.
Yeah. Jump on a grenade. I told you yesterday that I was going to send a message to Carlos Mendoza and say, hey, Skip, if they lost this game.
Slump bust.
I was going to say we need a team meeting. Now I'm thinking, Skip.
If they lose tonight, you better send one tomorrow morning.
Slump bust. Who is going to slump bust?
Yeah.
Like, we got to pick out a guy to slump bust. It's that time. It's DEFCON 5. We need a slump bust. Yeah. See, I'm getting, I don't know if this person wants me to say their name, but this is another confirmed, this is a baseball player.
Okay.
A college baseball player.
Okay.
Who performed a slump bust.
In college.
Yeah.
So it's not just the pros. It's the minor leagues. It's college. You know, I'm surprised that, you know, they never, in those baseball movies, they never really ever spoke about slump busting.
Yeah, well, like it wouldn't have been like in a Field of Dreams, more like a Bull Durham.
Yeah, like a Bull Durham. That would have been a
perfect. Major league. Yeah. Major league, they should have done a slump bust. 100%. Missed opportunity, really. You know?
I'm assuming that they knew about it.
Yeah, I mean.
They probably just didn't want to do it because they didn't think it was appropriate.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that wasn't appropriate in those.
I understand. I don't know. Maybe somebody
put the nipple tassels on the owner. That whole thing.
Yeah.
That deal.
Oh yeah. In the locker room. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We were talking about the Mark Grace quote from many years ago about slump busting and how maybe the Mets need that at this juncture, as they are now in a 6-game losing streak and going to Philadelphia and having to face Zach Wheeler. So Pat Boyle down the hall, he does the overnight show for Infinity Sports Network. He said, I could share this story. As he is listening on his drive home, and he said, we had a slump buster 1 year at Drew University Baseball. Our right fielder took her down, and then I kid you not, had like 8 hits in a 3-game conference series that weekend, and we swept Catholic University.
Hey-o!
Where Brian Cashman went. He also shared that the chick was gross. That was his terminology.
Chick was gross.
That's what he said. Nice. I'm just reading these things. That's all I'm doing.
You relieve a little pressure, and all of a sudden, things have a way of turning around.
Who's the right fielder for Drew?
That's what he said, yeah. He said I could share the story. So.
Okay.
Right in there. Oil check. Hey-o.
Oil check.
Oil check. He's had one hell of a childhood into manhood, has he not?
Yeah, I think so.
This Pat Boyle is oil checking, slump busting.
I've also put my thumb in people's tushes.
I can't.
He also put his what?
Yeah, no. Don't play that one again. That's getting a little close.
He was talking about when he was a soccer goalie, right?
Yes. Yeah. And if like a kick, if someone got close to him, he'd oil check him. With his thumb. That was his whole thing.
And now he's a sperm donor.
Yeah. We think. I don't know if he actually went and did that. Did he actually go and do that? Is that confirmed?
I don't know.
No. All right.
Would that be considered a slump bust?
Yeah.
Nah. No.
Maybe. Depends what you use to get there, you know?
This is true.
You ever have a slump buster in your days of baseball?
Nothing that comes to mind. Certainly not like that, no. No.
But, I mean, you knew of the term, yes?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course.
I mean, I'm sure I changed that would have had to have been in high school.
Yeah, I never did anything out of the ordinary. I mean, you might change up your routine or something or your batting stance, but no, nothing off the field.
Yeah, I don't ever remember any of that.
Yeah, didn't sacrifice any live
chickens or
anything like
that. And I don't even remember
that
Mark Grace story, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It was a big one. Back in the day. Mm. Definitely a big one. Never forgot that.
Clearly.
Hilarious. Really funny story. All right, CeeLo, let's hear it, man.
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Well, just another one of those nights for the Mets down in Atlanta.
Here's the pitch. Way outside. Ball four. They have walked in another run. The 7th Met walk of the game makes it 3-1 Atlanta.
Heath Rad, 5th inning call, Odyssey Mets Radio. The first run was walked in by Clay Holmes, and then that one by Oscar Brazoban right after he relieved Holmes. Matt Olson later blew the game open with a 3-run double, and the Braves end up winning 7-1 behind Spencer Strider to sweep the 3-game series. So the Mets only scored 5 runs total in the series, but Carlos Mendoza recognizes things have taken a turn on the mound, starters and bullpen.
You lose a couple of guys that were consistently throwing the ball well, and then, you know, some of the other guys, a couple of bad outings, you know, it happens. You know, we're going through a rough stretch right now.
Yeah, 6 straight losses.
All you have to do is watch the strikeouts and watch how many guys are swinging at bad pitches.
Waving at them.
Yeah, we talked about this with the Yankees yesterday, the chase rate. The chase rate right now for the Mets has got to be very high.
You love the chase rate.
Yeah.
Let's see where they're at.
Yeah, you check on that. I'll tell you that 6 hits, 1 walk, 13 strikeouts for the offense. Francisco Lindor is 0 for his last 14. Need to get him going again. Here's Mr. Positivity, Brandon Nimmo, looking ahead.
Well, I mean, really all it takes is winning one game, and then, you know, you win another one, and it's a winning streak. So, you know, it happens quickly.
Sound familiar to anyone? that quote there?
When, let me hear it again. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Sure. I was looking up chase rate
no
for the
problem.
Mets.
Here's Nimmo.
Well, I mean, really all it takes is winning one game, and then, you know, you win another one, and it's a winning streak. So,
sounds like Aaron Boone.
You know, it happens quickly.
Yeah, movie quote. Right?
Gio knows where I'm going. He's, okay. He's ripping off Lou Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, we won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. There
the
you
most
go.
Channeling is Lou Brown, but hopefully he you know, doesn't have the heart attack that Manager Brown had right after he delivered that quote.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. And, well, he didn't die. He just went to the hospital. So, you know.
And he had to watch the game from the hospital.
He did, yes. Yes, yeah. With the transistor radio earpiece. And Mets Phillies tonight. Blade Tidwell up from Syracuse to make his second big league start. Zach Wheeler goes for Philly. It's 7:15 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. And yes, Boomer, it is an Apple TV Plus game tonight. So just make sure you've got your TV adjusted accordingly. Carlos Mendoza said there's a good chance Frankie Montas will be activated from the injured list next week to pitch against the Braves at Citi Field. He, of course, is coming off this rough rehab assignment for AAA Syracuse. He started six games in all as part of his rehab assignment in the minors and pitched to an ERA of 12.05. So he'll be coming back to the big league level, it sounds like, coming up next week. Hopefully he fares a little bit better there.
Would you believe me if I told you there is a StatCast stat called XWO Bacon?
Bacon?
Yes. XWOBACON.
Never heard of that one.
There's regular Whoa Bacon, and then there's X Whoa Bacon.
Expected. I think X is for expected, right?
Expected Whoa Bacon and Whoa Bacon. I don't have chase rate, but I do have your Whoa Bacon if you need it.
What is it? XWO Bacon?
Yeah.
Expected weighted on base average on contact.
Oh, man. God.
Yeah. Somewhere BT's getting
there. Oh, my God.
Getting all riled up.
Measures the offensive productivity of a hitter. Specifically on batted balls, excluding strikeouts, walks, and hit by pitches. Quality of contact.
Yeah, I don't have, you know, I've got batted balls, barrels, barrel percentage, hard hit percentage, exit velocity, launch angle, X slugging, X woba, X wo bacon. I don't have chase rate. Oh, wait, I got chase rate.
Oh, there you go.
I got it. Here we go. Just had to scroll a little longer.
Whoa bacon.
Whoa bacon. Goddamn whoa bacon. We're leading the league in whoa bacon. So their chase rate is 56.4. No, wait, hold on. 26.3 is the chase percentage. Chase contact percentage is 56.4.
Oh, my God.
You
got to
put that in context for us.
So,
there's a meatball percentage. I swear to God.
They like the meats, bacon, meatball.
I swear to God. There is a meatball percentage and a meatball swing percentage.
So,
what?
On, like, you know, maybe pitches right down the heart. Like, you got to throw your meatball. Meatball percentage.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about Brandon and Sal and Brandon, BT and Licata. They are going to Fanatics Fest today, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that today?
Yeah. Well, they're we're starting our shows from there today.
After us. Yeah. So basically the nice thing about that is that WFAN created baseball cards for all of us, for, you know, the teams and stuff. So I saw Sal's and BT's, and I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So here it is right here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
That is so good.
I mean, look how great Sal looks.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't realize Sal was bigger than BT.
Well, at least in this particular picture,
he
is.
That's not going to go over well with BT.
Yeah, but that's
definitely taller and bigger than Sal.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? It's like, he looks great. BT looks great.
I'm talking
about the height representation.
Oh, no, he can't be upset about that. No. I mean, God, they look awesome.
I mean, Sal looks like a real baseball player.
Yeah.
Showing off that muscular forearm there.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who would be top five in meatball percentage,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it is.
But that's a nice picture. Do we have a picture of ourselves?
We do. It's somewhere. I'll go to Izzo's desk, maybe.
Your own baseball card for this?
I think we do. We're not going.
Oh. All right.
What's the meatball percentage?
It quantifies how often pitchers throw these hittable pitches, typically expressed as a percentage of all pitches thrown.
Yeah,
that's a meatball percentage.
And then I guess the meatball swing maybe is the offensive side. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, who cares?
God.
They got to win baseball games.
It's
that's what it comes down to.
It really is unbelievable.
Day game in the Bronx. A couple of rain delays along the way, but the Yankees did finally get off the schneid.
Pauly lines one down the left field line. That's going to stay fair. Goodbye. A bullet home run by Paul Goldschmidt, his eighth. RBI is number 32, and the Yankee lead goes to 4-2.
Dave Sims here on the fan.
He ripped that boy.
He did, and that was right after Trent Grisham had gone deep back-to-back in the second.
What's the exit below on that, do you know?
Lead for good. I don't have it handy at the moment, but it's probably pretty fast, I would think. You know, got out in a hurry. The Yanks tacked on late. They salvaged the series finale from the Angels 7-3, snapping their six-game skid. Aaron Boone talked about a guy like Grisham helping the team right now, where maybe some guys are pressing, but he doesn't feel Grisham is capable of pressing. Slow heartbeat, calm, smooth, all those things. Here was Grisham made aware of that and what he had to say.
This game over 180 days will beat you up. So that was something that was taught to most all of us when we were younger coming up through the minor leagues, and I don't think you really understand until you get to this level.
Just got to go with the flow, not get too high or too low. He kind of sounded like he was about to take a nap during that answer. Pitching wise, we talked yesterday about Carlos Rodon being a stopper. He did allow three solo homers, but struck out 7-6 to pick up his ninth win, appreciative of the support from his teammates as well.
Gave me a cushion to go work and try to go get outs, and I thought they swung it great. I thought we played some good baseball, and you know, big props to the bullpen for shutting it down when I came out.
Three scoreless frames from Mark Leiter Jr., Jonathan Loaisiga, and Devin Williams. The latter struck out the side in the ninth. You got the Yankees and the Orioles tonight. Max Fried opposed by 35-year-old Japanese rookie Tomoyuki Sugano. 6:25 pregame here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. You've also got the return of Luke Weaver from the IL and his hamstring strain a little earlier than expected. Boone, when asked who will be his closer now, Weaver or Devin Williams, he said, quote, "We'll see." So we'll stick around to figure out what's happening there. Wild one in L.A. last night, Dodgers and Padres. I'll bring you some of that next hour because I want to get to the NBA Finals. I got to admit, even with Halliburton playing, I didn't think the Pacers were going to extend this series. But not only did they win Game 6, they did so going away to force Game 7 of the NBA Finals. This was the end of the third quarter.
Down to 8 seconds to play. McConnell on the drive in the lane. Open man. And Toppin missed the three. Rebound punched outside. Shepard fires from the top. He hit it, and that's going to count. He hit a three as time expired. The lead is 30.
Wow. Pacers radio 90-60 after three quarters, and Indiana put it on cruise control for a 108-91 victory
to me,
in Game 6.
I don't think I've ever seen this number, and I don't know if it's a record for this number. I'm assuming that maybe somebody was higher, but Jalen Williams of the OKC Thunder had a minus 40 in this game.
After he scored 40 in Game 5.
Had a minus 40 in this game.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Is that, that's got to be some kind of record? I would think in the
playoffs. In a finals game, I would think, but I don't have those metrics.
I mean, and by the way, he scored 16 points and still was minus 40.
Yeah, I mean, they got their doors blown off. So, I mean, I don't know. They wanted to go back home and win Game 7.
I've never seen that before.
I would agree. Six guys in double figures for the Pacers, led by 20 from Obi Toppin off the bench. He had four threes. Halliburton, 14 points, five assists. He played 23 minutes with the bad calf. He was a plus 25. And then joined Scott Van Pelt on ESPN afterwards. Here we go again with the voice change mid-answer.
Right now, for the next 2 days, everybody's going to be talking about how good we looked, how well we played, how much pressure's on OKC. You know, that's going to be the narrative. And we got to do a good job of staying away from that stuff. You know, I think that can be poison. We do a good job of just kind of staying within ourselves in the locker room. I think that's very important.
It's like
that
someone injects helium into his voice in the middle of the answer.
Unbelievable.
No, that's not doctored at all.
No, not doctored.
I don't know how you guys felt about this. I forgot this game was even on last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've totally lost track of when they're playing, and I guess they play again Sunday night?
Yeah.
Play a Saturday night game?
Traditionally the Saturday night TV, not great, right?
Yeah, but it's the NBA championship.
Yeah, there have been multiple instances of 2 days off between games in the series, not just for travel days. So,
wow. I had forgotten that it was even on.
Yeah, well, it was on. It was a blowout, so hopefully Game 7 will be a little bit more competitive. Round 1 Travelers Championship, Austin Eckroat and Scottie Scheffler sharing the lead at 8-under par, as Scheffler was maybe flirting with a 59 for a little while yesterday.
It's like a pitch and putt golf course compared to what they just came off
unconscious,
of.
But
yeah,
unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, on this golf course, this is all everybody loves it because everything kind of flows right to the green.
Yeah. Jordan Spieth had to withdraw, first time in 297
bad neck
PGA Tour starts. Yeah.
I have your answer for the record plus minus, or minus rather. So, Scoot Henderson. minus 58.
Oh,
not
wow.
in a finals game, though.
No,
right?
against yeah. the Miami Heat.
I mean, that's just a regular season game.
But still, is your record. I mean, minus 58, it's pretty bad.
This is a playoff game.
All right, never mind. I'm sorry I looked that up and gave you an answer that you were looking for.
Yeah, but they don't count playoff stats in regular season stats.
It's still crazy, though. There's a guy with a minus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
50. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on a feel-good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we got your full answer here on your record plus-minus as last night Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 6 of this year's finals had a minus 40 in a closeout game.
Wow.
Which is just really hard to fathom. And it was, indeed, the worst in NBA Finals history. A record, minus 40. The performance broke the previous record of minus 38 held by Drew Holiday. And in the playoffs, it was the 13th worst in the history of the NBA playoffs.
All right, okay.
So pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad for sure. And I'm sure they'll bounce back in Game 7. At least you would think they would.
Well, I mean, they're not going to get blown out, I wouldn't imagine. But yeah, that's going to be interesting, and I don't know how most Knicks fans feel. I feel worse when I see the Pacers on the verge of one more win and winning a championship, because then I feel like the Knicks could have done it. You know, and that's so some people say, well, it feels better to lose to the champion because that team was the best in the league and you lost to the champion. I don't look at it that way. Because everybody thought that the Thunder were going to roll over anybody in the East, and clearly that's not the case.
Yeah, I think the Knicks missed a incredible opportunity. That's how I look at this. They had it right there at their fingertips to be here and doing what the Indiana Pacers are doing, and I'm sure the games would be somewhat similar. But, you know, it's really disheartening. And then you think, what, NBA free agency starts, I believe, July 6th? And, you know.
Is it that late this year?
Yeah, it is.
That sucks.
Why is that?
Because we were actually working the first for, like, the first time in a while.
Well, we got NHL free agency starting on the first.
Okay. That stinks. Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad.
And the Knicks still don't have a coach.
Yeah, so teams can begin negotiating with their own free agents starting June 30th, but the other free agency as far as taking players from other teams July 6th. So, yeah, all right. Well, we'll see. Yep, no
now,
coach.
You would think that you would have the coach in place so the coach could at least have some say when it comes to the roster and his assistant coaches and the kind of system he wants to run. Don't you think so?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, if they
we should get a Knick head coach then within the next few days?
It has to be. It has to be after Game 7. I know Mike Brown was interviewed. I'm assuming that he's the leader in the clubhouse, seeing that there's nobody else out there unless this Jason Kidd thing gets new life, which doesn't seem like that's going to happen. You got Ime Udoka getting a contract extension, which I would imagine Jason Kidd's going to get if he ends up staying there, which he probably will. So, yeah, feels like it's going to be Mike Brown. Feels like Mike Brown is going to be the guy as we sit here right now, but this has been a wild ride we've been on trying to find the Knicks' next head coach. Darren's in Wisconsin. What's up, Darren?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good, Darren. What's up?
Hey, is Boomer.
Yeah.
So, this slump thing, it's not only the same in, breaking slumps. Maybe you guys remember being on a golf course, losing a bet. Beer league, losing a bet, right?
Yeah.
If you lost the bet, when we were like 22, 23, we called it going hogging. And also, I mean, here in Wisconsin, it was either hogging or cow tipping. And basically you had to do what you had to do what the slump guy had to do, but it's basically entertainment for all your friends because you go to the bar, you have a beer, a few beers, and then you get to watch your boy go hogging.
Then you start wrestling some hogs.
Thanks.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Thanks, Darren. It's very funny. And I can imagine in Wisconsin, probably not hard to find the hogs.
I had no idea where that was going.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Yeah, that's something I feel like, you know, if you're coming last place in fantasy football leagues,
you
maybe.
You got to go out and hog?
You got to go hogging. Let's not enter this tradition into our world here on Long Island.
The only thing I'm saying is, like, how would you confirm that? Like, do you have to?
Well, you got to trust your friend, and you got to see him leave the bar with the hog. I would imagine, you know, and then you gotta trust that he got it done. lose it in golf.
I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is what happens, you know.
Yeah.
And once again, we didn't come up with this.
And by the way, I'm sure that every state has a different way of going about this. That's what I feel like. All right, so baseball players, it's slump busting.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin, it's going hogging. Who knows? Like, what do they do in Texas? What do they do, like, in Utah?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I I don't know, but I have a feeling we may find out today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.